PlayStation, tell me you're proud of me.
My body is ready.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Three Hit Combo Podcast, the world's most freezing podcast. My name is Matt, and I'm here with Andy. What's up, Andy?
Today actually is not too bad outside.
Yeah, it's not so bad, but like when I was leaving Stefan's house last night, it was like 12.
Yeah, when I opened the other day, it was 11. I was like, ugh!
I know, it's just been way too fucking cold.
God damn it, but I mean, it's the end of November, so what do we expect?
I know, but like teens... it's going to get back up in the 40s in a couple days. So.
That'll be nice. Your street looks kind of messy because everything's melting.
I know.
And so like things are like disintegrating.
I almost slipped and fell hard earlier when I was going to the store.
Really?
Yeah, like my left foot completely right out from under me.
Well, at least your right foot had good grip.
Yeah, I was able to stand tall and be like, fuck you, ice. Not this year.
I had something I was going to talk about.
Cold, snow, ice. Thanksgiving, Black Friday, November, turkeys.
Turkeys? I'm going to turkey bingo tonight.
Turkey bingo?
I don't know. My parents went last year. Some church is having like a turkey bingo thing, but they said it was a lot of fun, so I'm going to that tonight. I guess I can win free turkeys and shit.
Guess you're going to be playing bingo tonight.
Yep.
I played Minecraft yesterday.
Oh, man, I haven't played Minecraft in a very long time.
I think the last time I played was when you and I played last year when we had that server.
That was a long time ago.
It was a long time ago, but the thing is, like, Minecraft is fun with other people, but I can't get anyone else to play with me. I'm just like, you want to play Minecraft? No, you want to play Minecraft? Tyler would probably play with me, but he has a metric fuck ton of mods.
Oh.
And I'm like, I'm not going to get those mods. Yeah, oh, my God, he mods everything like fucking insane.
I think it'll be a lot nicer whenever they release the modding like API for Minecraft that they've been talking about for like 2 years.
Yeah. Speaking of games that people have been talking about for like 2 years, when the fuck is that DayZ standalone coming?
It just keeps getting pushed back. Last I saw, they were having like optimizing issues. Which that's a big thing in video games. So
yeah. So if you're listening to this on iTunes, welcome back. We haven't been on iTunes for about a month.
When did you notice it?
I noticed it like
how did you notice it?
How do I know? Oh, someone just told me. Like, dude, you haven't been on iTunes. I'm like, are you serious? So the thing is, like, our last episode that showed up on iTunes was episode 114. And so 115, 16, 17, and 18 all didn't show up. Right. And I went through all these different things. Like, I emailed Apple support, and, like, I looked on forums and Googled it and everything like that. And I was looking for a difference between 114 and 115 and on. Like, what have I done differently? Because from episode 1 to episode 118, basically, I mean, I've done the same steps.
Yeah.
So I'm just like, what the fuck is wrong? I'm looking at this. And what I noticed, it wasn't doing was creating what is called a media enclosure for our MP3 file that I host on archive.org.
Right.
So because it's not creating that enclosure, it's not downloadable on iTunes. Oh. And so I'm like, what the fuck is the difference? Like, I'm looking so hard. Finally, I find out what the difference is. It was a letter.
A letter?
It was one letter. FeedBurner doesn't recognize HTTPS.
Yeah.
And for some reason, after 114, the link I was getting by default from archive.org was HTTPS instead of HTTP.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that was it.
And that worked?
Now, it wasn't as simple as just simply deleting the S, unfortunately. I had to, like, delete the whole post and repost it. But, yeah, after that, I resynced the feed and then pinged it. I probably didn't need to ping it, but I did just in case. And there they were.
Oh, all right. That's random.
One goddamn letter.
That's random as hell.
Because I looked so hard. I'm like, what is the difference? Like, what am I doing differently in this post that I haven't done in all the other posts? I'm like, have I missed a step? Is something wrong? Like, is the link not going to where it's supposed to be? No, it just, they don't recognize HTTPS.
That's dumb that they don't.
It is.
That's kind of a normal thing now.
Yeah, it is.
Huh.
And I was just like, what?
What exactly is archive.org?
You can upload. It's just, how do I? Their goal is to basically archive the internet.
Right.
Have you ever used it to look at old websites?
No.
That's how I first noticed it. You can type in a website and you can look at like old versions of it.
Huh.
So you can look at like, you know, MySpace circa 2004 or something like that, you know. But you can also upload, you know, your own audio and video and pictures and stuff like that.
Is it unlimited?
Yeah.
Do you have to pay?
No.
How do they get money then?
Good question.
I have no idea. It's an org, so it's an organization, but...
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
I got no idea how they really operate.
All right.
I'll just do my thing.
Check that out.
Yeah. So that was that.
Go back to AOL from 1995.
Oh, my God.
Actually, I'd like to remember what old Facebook looked like.
Probably less shit.
Yeah. I remember the very first iPhone Facebook app was really fucking shit. I mean, it's still shitty to this day, but...
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Facebook apps fucking suck.
Yeah, it was shitty.
I learned this week that I can control my PlayStation 4 with voice.
Nice.
Just by having a mic.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you don't even have to have the eye.
Nice.
I plugged in my mic and it's like, it showed me a little thing in the mic. Bing. To control your PlayStation 4 with voice, say PlayStation. It's like, PlayStation. Home screen. And then you could like say the name of a game and then say start. Oh. So I'm like, Battlefield 4, start.
And it starts it?
Yeah, it just starts it. Oh. Yeah, PlayStation, internet browser. Bing. So it's fucking sweet.
Nice.
And then I started trying other things like PlayStation Marketplace and it didn't show up. PlayStation Friends didn't come up.
Probably have to use the right.
Well, it seems pretty limited because I tried so many things, especially for the store. I was like, PlayStation Store. PlayStation Store. PlayStation Market. PlayStation, give me games. PlayStation, tell me you're proud of me.
Nope. Aww.
PlayStation, whisper my name. No, gently.
That'd be creepy if it just did it one night. You're sleeping and it turns out it's like, Matt.
PlayStation off.
I'm never going away.
PlayStation, you're creeping me out.
Deal with it.
PlayStation, beer me.
That'd be awesome.
That would be fucking sweet.
Throw your hand up, it's like, pfft.
Yeah.
Beard.
PlayStation, play Xbox One.
I've been reading some articles that from like people that work in like GameStop and Walmarts and stuff that on a daily basis people ask for the PS4 and they just have like shelves of Xboxes still.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Hmm. Yeah. Interesting. I did see some guy, he did a demonstration of like the Xbox's voice controls with TV.
Yeah.
They were okay.
They're probably better than PlayStations.
They were more expansive than PlayStations. Xbox watch ESPN, and ESPN came up. He's like, Xbox watch ESPN 2. ESPN 2 came up. He's like, okay, Xbox watch ESPN Classic. And didn't recognize it, just went back to ESPN. So it was like stuff like that.
That's random.
Yeah, so it seems interesting. It really does seem interesting, just the fact that, like, there's been plenty of times where I'm trying to play games, but, like, a good football game is on.
Yeah.
You can just fucking snap that thing in the corner.
I know.
And, oh, my God, that is really cool. And continue to play games, so. Yeah, so that's pretty cool. Speaking of that, you just want to get into gaming news then?
Sure.
All right.
These guys don't stand a chance.
Grab your controller and brush up on your gaming lingo. You're going to need it. This is gaming news on 3-Hit Combo.
Sit down and shut up.
Did I mention that like everyone in my fucking house is sick?
No.
Oh my God. My dad's been sick for like 3 fucking weeks.
Oh.
Yeah.
Poor guy.
He had pneumonia.
Oh.
I guess still has.
My grandpa got pneumonia.
Yeah, and he completed his medication. He's still sick, so they gave him more. And now my mom's gotten sick, and I'm sitting here like,
when's it coming?
I actually have a doctor's appointment. I've had an upset stomach for like 3 weeks now. Yeah, my stomach's been all fucking weird.
What'd you eat?
I don't fucking know.
Did you eat some lava?
No. But I called him. I fucking called him last Wednesday, and their options were this coming up Wednesday at 8 a.m. or the day after Thanksgiving at 10. I'm like, holy, are you guys that fucking booked?
God damn. I need to get a refill on my prescription, and I need to see the doctor. This was like back in October. My appointment is December 31st.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah. And I was like, all right, whatever. They're like, the soonest we can get you in is December 31st. I'm like, well, I guess I have no choice.
God. Yeah, so like I've been eating things like yogurt.
Crackers.
Yeah, just yogurt and crackers. Although sometimes like it's not that bad. And so then I'm like, oh, great, because I'm fucking hungry. So like I'll eat like a hamburger. And then my stomach's like, oh, you shouldn't have done that.
Bro, no. So,
I know I told you I was hungry, but not for that. Not a hamburger.
Bro, no.
More yogurt. Maybe some chicken noodle soup. Maybe.
What about some creamy tomato?
Creamy Tom really upset it, man.
Oh, man.
Which sucks, because I love creamy tomato. But
what if I told you one day that Panera was going to get rid of it? How sad would you be?
I'd be extremely disappointed, because that's the only tomato soup I like.
Dude, I swear you can use that creamy tomato as spaghetti sauce.
That'd be awesome. In fact, I would like bottled creamy tomato just so I can drink it. Oh, this is great.
Put it in like a heat up bottle that you can put in your microwave.
Doesn't even have to be heated up.
No,
it's cold. It'd be frozen ice chunks in it.
Oh, come on.
Frozen croutons in it.
Oh, god damn it.
Okay, that would not be good. I'm exaggerating.
Do the croutons make the soup better?
For the purpose of comedy, yes. They yes, do. Very much so. Not soggy, those.
Right.
Soggy croutons, which, by the way, I was going to bring that up when I came into your establishment and your employee accidentally made the soup for here. He just poured it into a bowl, and I got soggy croutons.
That was me.
That was you? That was you? You were the son of a bitch that gave me soggy croutons?
Yeah, I figured you wouldn't mind.
I got it for free, so no, I don't mind. But I just,
but yes, that was me.
But crunchy croutons are superior.
All right, I always wonder, because I mean, I put croutons in soup, that it doesn't make a difference to me. But I wonder if, like, to some people, it actually makes the soup better.
I wouldn't say it makes the soup per se, like the soup itself, better, but just eating croutons that have been in creamy tomato soup.
All right.
The soup makes the croutons better. That's actually right. A better way to put it.
There you go. Yeah. Like that. I like a French onion.
French onion, that's old people soup.
That is old people soup. Oh, my God, now she's fucking calling me back.
Speaking of old people, oh, is that Camilla?
No.
Oh, dang, I was going to say answer it.
No. Speakerphone?
Yeah. Speaking of old people, where the fuck were you and Camilla at? Oh, yeah, Village Inn.
Oh, yeah.
Early in the morning on, like, a Tuesday.
Yeah. Well, she went to get her, she thought her eye doctor appointment was Tuesday, whatever day it was, at 8 o'clock. So we get up really early, and we go there, and she's like, it's next month. And I'm like, how'd you not remember this?
Next month?
Yeah.
God
so
damn.
I was already up, and I'm like, you just want to get some breakfast? So I went to Village Inn.
Yeah, we should have went to Old Country Buffet.
My parents were a couple, like, God, more than a couple months ago.
Old Country Buffet sucks.
You I might that? Actually have to answer this.
Okay. Don't worry. I can do the podcast by myself. Done it before. Can do it again. So Xbox One loses the ability to load the day one patch via USB. Microsoft had originally promised that you could load it onto a USB so you wouldn't have to connect to the internet to load the day one patch, which for some reason unlocks the whole fucking console. You can't just get the console itself. You were no longer able to do that. You had to connect to the internet, which I guess isn't really a bad idea a bad thing. I mean, who's not connecting to the internet with a next gen console? But why remove abilities to do things? Like, why are you stripping us of all the shit we can do? It's just, I don't know. I wouldn't have done it, but I would have liked the option, I guess, which might sound a little stupid, but, you know, that's just me. Microsoft has a record-breaking launch as Xbox One sells over 1 million units on its first day. That's a lot of fucking consoles. Isn't that right, Andy?
I figured both of them would sell about that much. each.
Yeah.
Like, I figured they'd each sell probably equally amount.
Mm-hmm. Now, PS4 sold a million in North America, while Xbox sold a million in 13 countries, but still, it's kind of...
I bet it's mostly North America heavy.
Yeah, probably. But yeah,
I didn't know that.
Making money.
Nice. Nice. Good for them.
I just was talking about Xbox One removed the ability to upload the day one patch via USB.
See, yeah, that was dumb.
Yeah. Why? I said, of course you're going to connect your next-gen console to the internet, but, like, why are you removing all these options?
Yeah. Like, there's some people that maybe they don't have it right off the bat.
Yeah.
And, like, and I heard you say before I shut the door that you need that patch to basically use the console.
Yeah, it unlocks the entire damn console.
Yeah. That's a weird feature that both those next gens have, that you have to get a patch to update
the
console.
Yeah, and PlayStation did the same thing, where you had to connect to the internet. You couldn't do USB anymore. It's like, what?
Give me the
fucking console. Yeah. What are you doing? Just
let me play my games.
It's basically just a black box until you connect to the internet.
A shiny black box.
Yeah, you just kind of look at it and go, PlayStation, play games. Can't do that, no internet.
Sorry, bro.
PlayStation, love me. All right, just like we did with the PS4, we're going to talk about some faulty Xbox Ones.
Dun, dun, dun.
Have you heard the disc grinding?
Yes. I would be scared to fucking death if I heard that.
That sounds awful.
Yeah.
Well, and the thing is, a lot of the videos people posted, they're like putting the disc back in and out. If I heard that once, I'd be like, get the fucking disc out, you know? But people are like, oh, check this out. See, when I pull the disc out, it doesn't do it. But then when I put it back in, it's like, stop.
You're going to ruin that.
Yeah.
Stop it.
You're going to break the disc.
Yeah. Nobody needs that.
Yeah.
Those are expensive games.
Way too much sunlight is coming through that window. Way too much sunlight.
Well, I mean,
I either need to get new blinds,
bro.
Where do you get blinds?
Like Walmart. Blinds for like $20 at Walmart.
I might just put up an old blanket.
Do it. That's what we did that at home.
Yeah. That's what I do with my window in my room because, one, I haven't really bought blackout shades, which I need to. Two, that fucking street light is the worst thing.
Oh.
It goes right through my window at night. I hate it.
That's shitty. I bought blackout shades. They're nice.
Yeah, I need to.
They're
well
worth the money.
Yeah, so either I need to cover that up or we need to start doing the podcast at like 8 o'clock.
So much light.
Well, actually, we could do it at like 5.
Yeah.
Get started
during the winter. What are some other Xbox problems? I know the grinding. I don't know any of the other ones.
The grinding is the big one I've heard about. There are some that they said just don't boot up. But it was like a small issue.
Yeah.
It wasn't.
I know the grinding's kind of a bigger issue, actually.
Yeah.
I haven't heard very much anymore about any PlayStation problems, unless that just kind of fell to the wayside because the Xbox launched.
Probably it just fell to the wayside because the Xbox launched. Yeah. There's probably still some with the problem, but I think it's just being addressed.
Right.
Microsoft is promising to fix, though, the issue.
Replace
the Xboxes. Yeah, you would think. It's just like...
They did it last gen.
Yep, they did with their, 53% failure rate on Xbox 360s.
That's crazy, man.
By the way, the worst place to go during a console launch is 4chan's V.
Really?
Just reading the posts is just the stupidest fucking thing.
Is it like nerd rage?
Yeah, a lot of that, yeah.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Like, what were some of the things?
Oh, just things like... anyone who's buying an Xbox One tonight is a fucking idiot. Or, things like this guy posted two videos of the disc grind, and someone's like, Xbox One has to be nearing 100% failure rate.
What?
Shut up.
Fucking dude, I don't know if those people are ever serious or super trolls. I like to, like, I give them the benefit of the
thing that sucks is it's everybody.
Yeah, so.
Everybody there sucks. Everything sucks there.
Gamers are kind of like angry old people almost. Just nothing's good enough. Just rah!
It's true. It's very true. Nothing's good enough.
Yeah. Like, everybody fucking knows that a PC can outperform a console, but a console's made for gaming.
Mm-hmm.
Its primary life thing, life force is gaming.
And I don't have to buy a $400 graphics card
every
to,
2 years or something. Yeah.
To play a game at moderate settings.
Yeah. Like, that's why I'm okay with buying consoles. But there's, in my video games class, there's a kid that's like the PC Master Race kid. And he's arguing. He's like, oh, yeah, I wanna pay $400 to play two-year-old technology. And I'm like, but you know that's made mainly for gaming. Like, it's made for gaming. And he's like, doesn't matter, man, PC Master Race. I'm like, all right, I'm not going to argue with you anymore. I don't fucking argue in that class anymore because it's pointless.
It'd be like taking a political science class. I could never do that. I would never be able to take a political science
class. Oh, your opinion's there. Just share them. Go for it. That's fantastic.
Oh, great. Yeah, yeah. Tell me about the time you were broke for a week and you really know how it feels that people are on welfare. Tell me, please. I have a friend. We were actually talking about him earlier.
Oh.
Oh, okay. I'm not going to say his name, but yeah, he's had it a little rough, and he believes like he's had it the worst, and like people on welfare,
the government owes me something.
Yeah, just needs to, you know, work harder. It's like, you have not had it nearly as bad as you could possibly have it. Okay, so moving on. Twitch is banning PS4 users for streaming X-rated material.
I just saw this article today, like hours ago. I saw an article about it. I'm like,
I wish I had seen some. Just
what did they
like,
expect?
Oh.
What did they expect, though?
That's a good question. I don't know what they expected. But what I'm worried about is, like, one article was like, you know, PlayStation may be removing features.
Yeah.
Because of these people. I'm like, no, this is why we can't have nice things.
And that's the very first comment I saw in the article. Was like, this is why we can't have nice things. Like, one article I saw was, like, some guy, like, undressed his wife.
Yeah, she was, like, unconscious.
Yeah.
Speaking of V. All
right.
Someone was like, who's to say she didn't consent? Okay, fuck it, first of all, she's unconscious, so she can't consent. Second of all, even if she did, you can't stream that.
Yeah. They're going to have some kind of mods if they want to keep the streaming feature.
Yeah, they're going to have to do something.
Oh, man, I hope they don't remove it.
Yeah, that would suck.
Yeah, that's a great
feature.
That was,
like, my favorite feature, even though I haven't used it yet. That was, like, my... I want to do it.
I was going
to
ask you, how's a week with the PlayStation?
Good.
Do you still like it? Are you still glad you bought it?
Yeah, you know, the problem... I wish I had more games. just because I want to stream something, but I don't want to stream COD or Battlefield.
Everybody has
streaming.
Them.
Yeah, I really wanted to stream Soul Calibur 2 HD. That just came out, and it's not for the PS4 or Xbox One. It's for the PS3.
The last
gens? 360. Yeah, that fucking sucks.
That's why I'm okay a little bit with holding off. The only, like, because when I bought my PS3, that first 6 months I had that, I was like, I can't believe I spent this much fucking money on this thing. I would play it, like, once a month.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, after people actually started, like, good games started coming out, then I was like, oh, this is good. But... You're going to have a little lull because there's always the after-launch, like, lull.
Yeah, because, like, I've been playing, like, Call of Duty and Battlefield a little bit here and there with my friends, but I want to find something to stream that's not the same thing everyone's streaming.
Understandable. Yeah. Probably give it, like, 6 months, you'll be able to.
God, I want to stream Final Fantasy IX. That's what I want to stream. They need to release that.
Gaikai.
They just need to do it now. I'd pay $40 for it.
Would you really?
Yeah. Which is dumb. It's stupid. I shouldn't pay $40 for it, but I would.
I'd pay a full game price for an HD remake of 7.
I would, yeah. I would do the same for 9, probably, if it was a full HD remake.
Yeah.
Which is, like I said, dumb. Because I own the game. I own it on PlayStation 1. I do. I have a PlayStation 1. I have the 4 discs. I can plug it in any time and play it.
Dude, it is such a good game.
Yeah.
Like, Final Fantasy 7, 8, and 9 were, like, the golden generation of Final Fantasy.
I hated 8.
Like, 8 was different, but it still wasn't a bad game.
I don't know. Spoonie would disagree. But, yeah. I didn't really like 8. But I like 7 and 9. I really like 10, too.
10 was good.
Not 10-2, but 10 also. 10-2 was... I hated.
I actually heard a lot of people that liked it and didn't like 10. It was, like, vice versa.
Ugh. 10-2 fucking sucked.
13 was a piece of fucking garbage.
I didn't like 12 either.
I knew a lot of people that didn't like 12.
It was just so different.
Yeah.
Yeah. Believe it or not, I actually like the random stand and wait encounters.
Yeah.
I like that mechanic, but a lot of people hate it, I guess.
I like it, but they need to have the right amount of spacing. Like, 7, you could, like, finish a battle, and you take, like, 2 goddamn steps, and you'd get another
that,
one.
That would suck.
I was just like, ugh! Fuck!
So there was a rumor that Crash Bandicoot was going to be coming back to PlayStation.
That'd be cool.
But it's still an Activision property, so.
Oh.
Yeah. See, what had happened was Activision had quietly removed, like, Crash Bandicoot from, like, promotional stuff. And you know, they had thought, do they not have it anymore? Like, what happened? But, nope, it's an Activision property, so.
How the fuck did They must, Naughty Dog must have sold the rights.
Yeah. It says, quote, from Game Informer, Activision owns Crash Bandicoot. We continue to explore ways in which we could bring the beloved series back to life. So,
give it back to Naughty Dog?
Well, they're not just going to give it back to Naughty Dog.
Well, wait, they're not fucking doing shit with it.
I know, but you just don't do that, you know?
Yes.
That's like in in my fantasy football league. I've had Eric Decker on my bench for like 4 weeks. He's like, can I have Eric Decker? Okay, for what? Send me an offer. He's like, I don't have anyone. Can I have him, though? Fuck no. No, you can't have Eric Decker. But he's just sitting on your bench.
Yeah. Yeah, but I might use him.
Yeah.
That's like, what the draft is for, bitch.
Give me a goddamn offer and maybe I'll trade you. I would be totally willing to trade him for a good offer because, like he said, I'm not using him, but I'm not just going to give him away. Yeah. If I give him away, next thing you know, a couple of my receivers are going to get hurt. And I'm going to be like, oh shit, I wish I had Eric Decker.
That reminds me, I haven't checked mine today.
Yeah, I'm not doing so hot, but everybody I have plays late, so I'm like down like 60 to 20 right now. But
oof,
I got like 6 people to play still.
I know, Green Bay and Minnesota are playing, and I have like 3 Green Bay players. That should be a nice score right there.
Mm-hmm. Nintendo UK is offering a pretty sweet Mega Mario bundle. It'll cost £299, which is $485.
Oof.
What you'll get is a Wii U, new Super Mario Brothers U, new Super Luigi U, new Super Mario Brothers 3D World, a Mario hat, and a Mario-themed Wii Remote Plus.
Okay, that's okay for that money, getting that much stuff. That's okay.
Yeah, especially 3 games.
Yeah. Oh, apparently Green Bay and Minnesota are in overtime.
Oh, are they?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Not now, though, people that are listening.
Yeah, not sorry. In the past.
In the past. So if you're looking to get a PS4 and you might want a PS Vita with that, there is a bundle coming this holiday season.
Which that is really tempting. Ooh, that is
tempting.
I
know. I kind of wish. Like, I feel like I'm like, fuck. I had to be that guy to buy a console on launch day.
That's how I felt when there was a Metal Gear Solid launch PS3, and that thing looked fucking awesome. And I'm like, oh, why'd I buy mine? So I might wait for, like, a big launch and see if I can get, like, a custom PS4 or something nifty.
Nice. I kind of want a PS Vita, which is weird.
But the
capabilities are cool with the PS4, but I get screwed so many times with handheld consoles.
Your 3DS.
That's happened to me twice with the DS, 3DS. Like, I get them and I get a game and I'm like, this is awesome. You know, it's gaming on the go. And then like 3 weeks later, I'm like, oh, this old thing? Blow the dust off it.
Yeah, I only break out my DS like once in a while.
Speaking of which, when I was, I was practicing a local recording on XSplit, just breaking the dust off, you know, and my other laptop was under my bed, and I only use it when I'm like streaming. And I pulled it out, and it was like dusty as hell. It was like an old book. I like blew the dust off. I'm like, well, let's get back to work.
Hey there, little guy.
Haven't seen you in a while.
Did it start up fine?
Oh yeah, it started up fine. Just a little dusty.
Did you have to do like 8,000 Windows updates?
Oh god. Yeah, I had to do quite a few.
I fucking hate when you have a computer off for like a month. You're like, oh, God, this is going to take forever.
Yeah. Apparently, Sony is making $18 off every PS4 console sold, and nobody's surprised.
At least they're making money. Instead of the PS3, they were losing every console. Mm-hmm.
consoles don't make a lot of money.
It's like the accessories, it's the peripherals, and it's all
it's
that.
It's the controllers, the games, the eye.
Yeah. But I mean, at least they're making something off of it.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. Compared to last, I know the first like 3 years, I know every console they made, they were losing money.
Yeah, they could easily be losing money on this.
Yeah, so good for them. They're at least making something.
This is where they sell their HDMI cables for $40.
Yeah.
Only cost them $2.50 to make it.
Best Buy, but I mean, one's included with the PS4. So
that's true. Mm-hmm. But it's not gold-plated.
Oh, my God.
And
virus-protected?
Yeah, it doesn't stop virus noise.
Dude, I had a friend on Facebook post today. He was like, just because you got a Mac doesn't mean you can't get a virus. And then it had like a virus and skull bones like icon. And I'm like, I you're kind of a douchebag.
Yeah, that's pretty lowbrow there,
bro. That's very
pompous
of you, sir. I know, that just reminded me of the virus noise.
Virus noise, that's so funny. All right, that will do it for gaming news. We're actually going to go straight into news, no technology.
Yeah, it was like the same thing, technology and
gaming. Yeah, the only technology was consoles.
Time for the main event.
Let's get it on!
It's time for the three-hit combo newscast.
Let's go for the gold, Johnny!
Oh, man.
I miss Skylar, man.
I really do. There's times when I'm just like, I'll be at home, like, and we'll randomly be talking, texting about the podcast stuff, and I'm just like, Skylar.
No, Skylar. Yeah, like, I saw him post on Facebook, and I was like, oh, who's the, oh, Skylar. It was like looking at an old friend.
Yeah.
I haven't seen you since high school.
It's been, God, like.
An over a year since he's been gone. Yeah.
That's sad.
He has shown up once. Yeah. Once, I think.
I know he really does not like what he's worried at.
Apparently they're just cramming him in the one room, like you mentioned something like, oh yeah, I figured this room was too big for four people, so we fit a fifth one in here.
Oh, that sucks. Oh, we got nothing to do with you. Let's just, you ever hear, see that game Lemmings? That's what we're going to do.
A South Carolina girl kidnapped by her mother when she was just 10 months old has been found living in Australia 19 years after she went missing.
Is she hot?
I can't tell from this picture. Right. Yes? It's only neck up, you know?
That is true. She's got a cute face, I guess.
Yeah. Savannah Harris Todd, now 20, living under the name Samantha Glendenhue, appeared at her mother's side in court Wednesday, saying, holding a sign that said, "We love you, Mom." No, go ahead.
I was going to say, how did she get busted? But then I realized it's probably in this article.
Todd was living a safe, healthy, otherwise normal life in Queensland. Todd's mother, Dorothy Lee Barnett, was charged with international parental kidnapping and two counts of false statements in a passport application after being captured November 4th following a joint investigation by Australian Federal Police and the FBI.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah.
A lot of time went into this.
Mm-hmm. So she's facing those charges.
Hmm. I mean, at least they're in a healthy relationship.
Yeah, a healthy kidnap relationship.
Well, yeah,
she probably doesn't know.
Yeah, she's probably raised her up off that new name.
Yeah, she probably thinks she's Australian.
Oi!
I wonder if she's like has the accent and her mom doesn't.
Wait a minute, something's not right. Something weird here. I don't like it.
A Pennsylvania woman got quite the shock Thursday when she was washing up some red grapes and felt her fingers brush up against something slimy.
What was it?
It was a spider. Spider expert later confirmed that it was a young black widow crawling on the grapes.
Oh, fuck that.
There have been several instances recently of deadly spiders found on grapes in supermarkets in Michigan, Minnesota, Missouri, Wisconsin.
That's like all right above us, bro.
Yeah, really, God, don't come down here.
Ooh, no.
Is it wrong that when I read the headline to the article, I was like, I could really go for some grapes?
I'm not a huge grape fan. I like the flavor of grape, but I do not like the texture of grapes.
Oh, God, I love grapes. They're all, like, crunchy. You know, you're like, the good grapes.
I like cherries.
fuck cherries. I don't like the taste of cherries.
Nah. Isn't that weird? How that, like, I mean, each person develops their own taste, but isn't it weird that we're both, like, human beings, but we can have just, like one of us just really, like...
Are you blowing my mind right now?
Fuck cherries, man!
Speaking of Skyler, that reminds me of a time where I took his drunk ass to Village Inn. I had not drank. It was him.
Drunk Skyler's a handful, man.
And he was just... I just had to sit there and be like, uh-huh, yeah, mm-hmm, yeah, totally. As he was just, like, going into theories about the universe and, like, stars colliding and stuff like that. And people from other tables were looking over like, what the fuck is that guy talking about? And I was like, yeah, right, yeah, uh-huh,
cool. So I'm just going to eat my food. Did you get any food?
Yeah, I got some food, but still, it was just like, yeah, okay, right on, Skyler.
Cool, dude. Aw.
A man named Luke Harding had a night he will never forget. He's 19 years old. He's a sheet metal worker out of Manchester, England. Around 4 a.m. when he was heading home, Harding found his passport in his pocket and decided to make a detour to Paris, which is a 500-mile plane flight away. He said, quote, I found my passport, which I'd been using for my ID, and an app on my phone was saying something about cheap flights to Paris. It was a spur-of-the-moment thing. It seemed like a good idea at the time. Harding told the cabbie to head to Manchester Airport and, using his iPhone, booked a 6 a.m. flight for $161.
That's not bad.
According to the Daily Star, he somehow made it onto the plane but doesn't remember landing in Paris or going through customs. It wasn't until he woke up a few hours later in a public toilet at Charles de Gaulle Airport that Harding realized the full extent of his drunken decisions.
That's a movie right there.
He said, quote, on Twitter, woke up to the sound of a Frenchman shitting in the cubicle next to me. Definitely a low point in my life. He rang his mom and said, don't panic, mom, but can you pick me up at the Manchester airport around 8 p.m.? Then I told her what I had done, and she went mental at me.
That is a very spur-of-the-moment thing.
That's insanely spur-of-the-moment.
Yeah. Oh, Paris? All right.
He just flew to Paris. Yeah. That's got to suck and be awesome just to know it's like, I woke up in Paris, man. I don't even know how I got there.
How do you speak that way, man?
That'd be like what? Like one of us flying to like Dallas or something like that?
Yeah.
I'm like waking up in the Dallas airport like, what the fuck? Why am I in Dallas?
This was like last year I was supposed to be here. Yeah.
All right, people in Wisconsin going to start smelling a lot cheesier.
Why?
Well, to clear the roads of snow, instead of using salt, Wisconsin is thinking about using cheese brine, a byproduct of the cheese-making process, which typically gets like thrown out or used for other crap. Cheese brine is typically difficult and expensive to dispose, costing cheesemakers up to thousands of dollars a year. Repurposing the waste product could save cheesemakers time and money.
Hey, I mean, good for them if they can use more product.
Man, you can have cheese on the roads.
It gets cold out, it just fucking freezes.
What if it did smell like cheese?
That'd be crazy. Come out,
it's just like, what the fuck is that?
My state is stinky.
Is that cheese?
Dude, I hate when Nebraska gets like the Nebraska smell.
Like in the fall?
Or like in the spring after like when the ground's like thawing. It just smells like
manure. Like dead.
Yeah, just...
Yeah, like the leaves that were snowed over and...
Yeah, just like... Ugh. You're like, oh, come on. It smells. It's the Nebraska smell.
We didn't really talk about this story, and, I'm not sure why, because last month there was a crash at the Nashville airport that went unnoticed for hours.
An airplane crash?
Yeah.
What?
Crashed airplane. Nobody noticed it for hours.
Huh.
There was a Canadian pilot who died in the crash... And he apparently named his next of kin Taylor Swift.
No way!
No one knows why he's named Taylor
like
Swift.
Like, the Taylor Swift?
Yeah. No one knows why he has named Taylor Swift his next of kin.
That's a cruel but funny fucking joke.
Swift's publicist tells the Tennessean Taylor does not know this person.
Huh. That's awesome.
Because that's the thing. It's like, sometime, who knows when he did this?
Yeah.
Like, it must be like in his will or something, like next of kin Taylor Swift.
We should start doing that to random celebrity. That should be the new fad.
When you die.
Next of kins is famous people.
You would never get to see the...
Yeah,
the,
but that would be
result.
A, that would be a this guy is gonna have so many unanswered questions about him now. Like, man, did he know her? Is it like,
yeah, God, I can't fucking ask him. But.
Yeah, he left all his next kin is Taylor Swift, man. God. It'd be an everlasting joke that no one can know the answer to.
Andy, guess who's probably getting married before you?
Miley Cyrus.
Charles Manson.
I wasn't expecting that. What?
Charles Manson may be getting married to one of his biggest fans.
Ooh.
His fiance, only known as Star,
ooh,
says, yes. I'll tell you straight up, Charlie and I are going to get married. Charlie's my husband. Charlie told me to tell you this.
Ooh.
Manson, who's 79, spends hours every weekend with a 25-year-old woman. When she was 19 in 2007, she moved to California to be closer to the state penitentiary where Manson is serving a life sentence. Charlie, however, has a different story. He says, that's a bunch of garbage. We're just playing this up for public consumption. Which is funny, because he's Charles Manson in jail, and he has this 25-year-old woman, like, we're going to get married. He's like, oh, wait a minute.
At least he could do that from jail, and, like, nothing can happen. Like, he doesn't want to see you. Problem solved.
That's true. She wouldn't even get into the building.
Yeah. That's fucking just ooh.
Yeah, there's nothing worse than.
Do they have a picture of her?
Yes.
Is she hot?
She looks crazy.
Yeah. Yeah, she definitely looks crazy.
Yeah, she's giving you the crazy eye.
God damn it.
That's just, I'm gonna get married to Charles Manson. I wonder if she has like, I wonder if her parents are alive and are just like, the fuck is wrong with you?
God damn it, Marissa.
Getting married to Chucky Manson, fuck. You gonna get a swastika on your forehead too? Huh?
Nope. Oh, it's covered up by your hair. I see. All right, we already did that.
Oh.
That happened.
We already did that.
All right.
We already did, see?
I wanted to get the Harry Potter lightning symbol. He was very content, or very pushy with the swastika.
Yeah, Charles Manson would be.
Yeah.
When did you put that on for?
Yeah, you're going to need the swastika now.
My favorite movie is Inglourious Basterds because of the ending.
All right, so that'll do it for news, and that'll do it for a little bit shorter podcast today. But hey, think about it. If you only follow us on iTunes, you're getting like 5 episodes today.
Yeah.
So
you know what? The ending can be a short one.
So, you know, that's very exciting. Remember, you can follow us on Facebook, facebook.com/3atcombopodcast, twitter.com/3atcombopc, that is number 3, PC stands for podcast. Find us on 76thstreetnetwork.com, search for us on YouTube, 3atcombopodcast, and send us an email, 3atcombopodcast@gmail.com. So for Andy, this is Matt, signing out. Thank you.